The beef cycle finally turning the corner toward expansion. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. After almost a decade of seeing the U.S. beef cattle herd shrinking, there is finally a change in direction. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
The report definitely has shown us that we are in the expansion mode right now.
Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagum's comments after looking at the latest USDA cattle inventory report showing, first off, that the total July 1st U.S. cattle and calf inventory was 98.4 million head, up 2% from July a year ago. It's also the very first time in 9 years that the July inventory was above the year before. The report says this year's calf crop is expected to be 34.3 million, up 1% from last year. And Shagum says the most telling number in the report involves producer intentions for the future.
Producers have indicated the intentions to retain heifers for both beef cow replacement and milk cow replacement. Producers indicated they were holding back 4.9 million head of beef cow replacements, which was 7% above a year earlier, and 4.2 million head of heifers for milk cow replacement, which is about 2% more than a year earlier.
And so especially for the beef side of things,
they are really holding back the heifers.
In fact, Shale Shagum says looking at the July 1st inventory of cattle in feedlots, there were only 3.3 million head of heifers and heifer calves there, down 7% from this time a year ago. And those heifers made up only 1/3 of the feedlot inventory,
which is the lowest percentage of heifers on feed since the series began in 1996.
Cow-calf producers holding on to quite a few heifers. USDA forecasting about a 4% increase in beef production for 2016, most of that coming toward the end of the year. Meanwhile, the herd expansion definitely underway, and
it will accelerate with time.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.